Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm the drama. I don't think I'm the drama.
Who's the drama? Today's comes from Ryan and it says,
am I the drama for refusing to go to my girlfriend's house until after Halloween? She loves spooky stuff and decorated her house inside and out with Ouija boards, severed limbs, and just all around creepy stuff. I don't like it, and she teases me like it's some sort of joke. She even chased me around with what looked like a haunted doll, so I said I refuse to come back until everything is down, and if we ever live together, she has to get rid of it. She says I'm being dramatic and need to man up. Am I the drama?
Ooh, I'm gonna go ahead and just say this relationship is doomed. It doesn't matter who the drama is in this case. If one person is overly enthusiastic about the holidays and the other is not, and they have no plans on ever being, that's going to lead to some fights down the road. And if you decorate for Halloween, that's going to start in August. So you're talking August, September, October of creepy decorations every year. And if she doesn't put them up, she's just going to resent you. So this is doomed from the start. But in this case, I'm going to say she is the drama only because she told them to man up. And I hate that phrase.
I totally agree with you. Like, relationships are all about compromise. There's got to be a way for her to dial back whatever she's decorating with so he's comfortable going over to her house. And Halloween's one of those seasons where it's like me, for instance, I'm really into the horror, the scary, and you are just more into the pumpkins, the fall, and the pumpkin spice.
I like pumpkins that smile at me versus you. You have like a creepy swing in your front yard with a doll with matted hair. I don't even know what it is that's happening. And so, yeah, there's very opposite sides. But if she's not willing to get on the cutesy side, nope, it's not going to happen. And I don't like scary stuff. I wouldn't want to live in a house with scary stuff. You randomly wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you run into a ghost in the hallway. No, thank you. I don't want that. So I don't blame our friend Ryan for not wanting it either.
Yeah, I can't say I do either. Like I said, I keep my scary stuff outside. That way I don't scare myself on the inside of my house. But there's got to be a compromise. They got to figure that out.
503-914-2899. That's our new number, 503-914-BUZZ.
Absolutely. I mean, I was kind of with him in the sense of depending on what he believes in. Like, the Ouija board is kind of like a bad juju for some people. But when he started talking about saying, we're not moving in together until you take all this down and you get rid of it. Yeah, that is really dramatic. Halloween is fun. You know, you can't take all that stuff seriously.
It is, but there's like different levels. Liz, for instance, doesn't like the creepy, scary stuff, whereas I do. Liz just likes the pumpkins and the hay and the flannel. And I'm like,
not so much the flannel. I'm too broad-shouldered for that. I look like a farmer.
Give me more terror.
I didn't say it wasn't scary, Mike.
Fair enough.
You know, confession time, I won't even put a welcome mat in front of my house. Like, I'll put the little mats that you wipe your shoes on, but I will never get one that says welcome because I don't want to welcome anything into my house, like spirit-wise. There's nothing in my home that says welcome.
That's interesting. I can't believe you've actually given it that much thought.
Oh, yeah, no. There's certain things that just aren't welcome. Listen, Mike in the Morning, 105.1 The Buzz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.